CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 Meter Net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Quebec 4 Whiskey Hotel November. That's KQ4WHN. My name is Mark, and my location is Greer. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KQ4WHN. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call KQ4WHN. Heard, but Net Control has a couple of items that I'm going to go ahead and announce just because it seems like a good thing to do. So let's go ahead and talk about them. First one is we've got a couple of folks that are trying to put together a 10-meter gathering. Anyway, it happened earlier today, so it's too late for this week, but next week, and every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m., every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. is the 10-meter gathering from anywhere you can reach it. It's going to happen at 28.445 megahertz, plus or 5 kilohertz, depending. That's 28.445 megahertz, plus or minus 5 kilohertz, depending on what needs to happen to organize the event. Several people have been trying to get it done, and I've wanted to join them, but this was not my week, and apparently last week wasn't either, but I'm going to get there eventually, and I enjoy making experiments like that, so I encourage everyone to do that as well. So one more time, that's the 10-meter gathering, and the frequency is 28.445. Happens every Tuesday at 7:30 p.m. On the list. Saw this on QRZ and seemed like a good idea. Get some folks on the air, and why wouldn't we? It's called the 12 Days of QRZ, and the idea is to put together 12 contacts in 90 days. I think we can all do that one. Maybe you can do some more, but between December 1st and February 28th, the goal is to get and log 12 contacts. Whatever means that you feel might be beneficial. If you want to come in 2 meters, 70 centimeter on HF, you want to come in via All-Star or DMR or whatever you've got handy, go out and make 12 contacts. Let's get some traffic going. Ham radio is only as good as the folks that pick up that microphone and push the PTT button. And this is just an opportunity to maybe make a contact that you wouldn't have. So this is 12 days of QRZ. And it happens between December 1st and February 28th. You can read more about it at QRZ.com. Activity here. We had some success a couple of weeks ago with the Simplex activity, but I think we did it too late. So I'm going to try it a little earlier. Next week, December 2nd, and I think it's going to happen the first Tuesday of every month going forward. We'll see how we do. But I learned that my simple My simple 2-meter radio will reach out as far as Greenwood into the suburbs of Atlanta and out to Rock Hill, so kind of more eastern and southern, just by using Simplex, no repeater, getting out there and just seeing who can at least hear me, if not even talk to me. So we're going to do it again. SimplexNet, we're going to rally here at 8:30 on Tuesday, right before the net. And we're going to join the repeater just so we can organize. And then everybody will switch over to 146.520, and then we'll call out and see who can hear who. Again, that's SimplexNet happening 8:30 next Tuesday, and it's going to, I think, going to be every, the first Tuesday of each and every month. So let's see how that works, and we'll adjust as we need to from there. I'm going to see if I can get some details going on the website and maybe get into the group mailing list as well. So those are my announcements. Anyone else have anything that they want to add or contribute to announcements or messaging that needs to go out to the group? Call KQ4WHN. Well, we'll now begin the roll call. And Bay directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and just let us know if you're going to hang around for the right queue portion. If you've got anything you want to bring up, talk about, discuss, ask a question about, well, just anything, anywhere you want to be a part of, let me know and I can come back to you and we'll check in once we get everybody on the net, at least recognized. We can come around and have some conversations. We'll start tonight. I'm going to throw it out there just because we've had the FCC down and they're catching up on some new FCC licenses. If we got any brand new hams that have not checked into a net before, have no idea how it's done, well, this is your opportunity. Just call out Net Control and I'll walk you through it. This is KQ4WHN. Just call Net Control. No, you're out there, because about this year, last year, about this time, that was me. I was trying to figure out how it all worked and what suffixes meant and when I would call in. And hey, we don't have to make it hard. Anytime you want to get onto a net, just call out Net Control and just say, hey, I need some help, and they'll be glad to walk you through it. All right, folks, this is Tuesday night. Tuesday night, we typically start with the India through Lima group, I through L. Give a call to KQ4WHN.
WHN. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. It's where I'm going to be negative and negative, saying 73s for each one of you.
Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. Mark, thank you for calling the net. Good evening to you and your family, and good evening to all on the net.
WHN. Kurt, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville, and I'll be negative and negative.
4WHN. In Kilo, Kilo 4, Juliet Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Marcus in and out, please. Everybody, have a good night. 7-3.
Thank you for WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And if everyone will give me a little bit of patience, as usual, I do things just slightly out of order and I have to catch up. So I've got my pre-net check-ins, and then I'll go through that RF group that just checked in. I'll bring you up at the very end. So really quick, we're going to go through the folks that checked in the website at brars.cc, and those pre-net check-ins are always welcome. Anytime you can check in anyway, we love to have you there. All right, starting with KC4PLT, that's Rich there in Pendergrass, Georgia. Got KF4CKT, that's John in Honeypath. I got K4XMR, that's Mel in Prosperity. Got KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. Got KE4VG9, that's Rich in Greenville. N4UYB, that's Rebecca in Monroe, Georgia. Welcome, Rebecca. Got N4DFM, that's Tony in Richmond, Virginia. Getting all sorts of folks from out of the state. Love it. Got NC9V, that's Leon up there in Hendersonville, and Leon brings along KE4DXJ, that's Wendy. On, I've got W2AMD, that's Andy there in Simpsonville. I've got KG4QLQ, that's Linda, and along with Linda is KG4PFI Don there in Piedmont. Looking at N4CRV, our vice president for the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, that's Lee, there in Simpsonville. I've got AA4GH, that's Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. I got KO4ZEW, that's Ben in Simpsonville. KI4LZI, that's the unique voice of Andy there in Pickens near Table Rock. Got KC4W, that's William or Bill there in Anderson. Got KR4 Echo Echo Echo, that's Greg there in Hendersonville. WYQ, that's David there in Easley. W4SBX, that's Brad in Simpsonville. Got KG4WNP, that's Landon. And Landon is coming to us from Greenville. And then from our RF check-ins, we've got KK4JFO, that's James there in, up there on the mountain. Got W4IOE, that's Sid there in Fletcher. Got KO4JKV Duncan in Asheville. And to round us out for this group, I've got KK4JBQ, that's Larry. And Larry brings along Donna, KC4MFK. How's that for a group? That's 27 check-ins between the website and the RF section, and we're just getting started. I've got one more that just popped in through the pre-net check-in, so we'll go ahead and recognize KR4CZI. That's Walter N. Anderson. All right. Fantastic, folks. We're making some good progress here. All right, we did India through Lima, so let's move on to the next RF group. If everybody stays patient with me, we're going to do Mike through Papa. Call KQ4WHN.
Hello. Check in. Kilo 4, Oscar, November. Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey Freak. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals and should be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize KK4ONO, that's Lorena. And she brings along KK4DMW, that's Rick. And together they bring in KM4MOQ, Michelle, via telephone relay. Fantastic, always bringing the fam. Love it, love it, love it. Thanks for joining us tonight, Michelle, and every Tuesday night that I've been here for as long as memory serves. All right, folks. Well, it got real quiet, Mike through Papa, so let's move on to the next RF group. That's going to be Quebec through Tango, Q through T. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Mark, thanks for calling it. Please check in N0TR, November 0, Tango Romeo. My name's Tom, and I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net, and I'll be negative and negative, sir.
KQ4WHN. And Kilo Victor 4, Romeo Victor. The operator is Ross, Radio Ocean Sugar Sugar. QTH is Taylor's. I'll be negative negative. Thanks for calling the net, Mark, and happy Thanksgiving to you and everybody on frequency.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf. KO4QLG, this is Chris in Liberty. And we'll be negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
Check in KQ4QHV, Kilo, Quebec, 4, Quebec, Hotel, Victor. This is Nick. I'm in Pendleton, and I'll be negative and negative.
KQ4WHN with a Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize N0TR. That's Tom there in Greer. Good to hear your voice, Tom. Got KV4RV. That's Ross there in Taylor's. Always good to hear you, Ross. Got KO4QLG. That's Chris. He's there in Liberty. Thanks for joining us tonight, Chris. And then I've got KQ4QHV. That's Nick there in Pendleton. Nick, that was first class check-in. I love the fact that you are slow and concise and got it all in there so I could write it down just in time. Not familiar as with some of the other call signs, but love to have you here, sir. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, moving on, we're going to go to the bottom of the alphabet, and that's going to be Uniform through Zulu, U3Z. Call KQ4WHN.
WHN. Mark and everyone on the net, please check in. November 4, Zulu, Lima, Kilo. Shane in Cleveland, no traffic, no table. Thanks for calling the net, Mark.
KQ4WHN. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name's Tommy. Also, please check in Kilo Quebec 4. To be determined, KQ4TBD. That's Miss Angela here in Southern Greenville County. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
Kilo Oscar 4, Whiskey Tango Quebec. This is Greg and Greer. Negative and negative.
WHN with Lee.
I got four stations that I'm going to go ahead and recognize. If you don't hear your call sign, you probably didn't make it into the repeater. So maybe move around, try again. I heard three distinct keys, but only once did I hear something resembling a human voice. So you may need to take a walk up the hill or out to the end of the driveway. We'll see if we can get you in the logs here. Okay, starting off with N4ZLK. That's Shane there in Cleveland. Good evening, Shane. Thanks for joining us. I got K4XB. That's Tommy. And he brings along KQ4TBD. Well, that's Angela there in Southern Greenville County. And then the last call I heard in that group was KO4WTQ. That's Greg there in Greer. Anyone else in the uniform through Zulu group, you want to try checking in? I think there was a station that maybe we didn't get. Go ahead and give it a shot. Haven't heard. We'll move on. I've got an Echo Link station. Echo Link stations only. Call KQ4WHN.
KQ4WHN. Mark, check in. KA4PQA. Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha. Steve. Sorry about that. Mark, Stephen, and Greenwood. No traffic, no roundtable.
Get a drink of water there, Stephen. Thanks for joining us tonight. That's Stephen in Greenwood. He's coming in via Echolink, and he is KA4PQA. You are in the log, sir. Thanks for joining us tonight. All right, folks. That means we're going to move up to the top of the alphabet. Top of the alphabet is going to start with Alpha through Delta, A through D. Call KQ4WHN or net control.
4WHN. Mark, thanks for calling the net. Please check in KI4DOS, Gary. Also K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. We're at home and easily. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you all on the net.
U4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Net control, like to recognize KI4DOS, that's Gary. And he brings along his pretty little bride, K3JOY Joy. Thanks for joining us tonight, Gary. And hopefully everybody is staying dry tonight. All right, folks, that's going to take us to the final RF group, and then we'll go to the all call from there. But we're going to move on to Echo through Hotel, E through H. Call KQ4WHM.
Net control. America, Japan 4, Echo November, Bobby. I'm located out here in Oil, fixed to pull up to the house. I'm in the mobile. I'll be negative and negative.
Net control. Please check in KR4FNC. That's Kilo Romeo 4, Foxtrot November, Charlie.
My name is Rick and I'm in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative. Thank you.
In KQ4GIV, Dell and Capabella, and I'll be negative negative.
KQ4WHN. Mark, please check in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, KC4EZN. This is Harry in Cameron, North Carolina, and I will be negative and negative tonight. Thanks.
KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control would like to recognize America, Japan 4, Echo November. I can't do the non-NATO alphabet. I just can't. Well, that's AJ4EN. That's Bobby, and he's on his way home. Thanks for joining us tonight, Bobby. Always good to hear your voice as you tool down the roads here in the upstate. Got KR4FNC, that's Rick there in Simpsonville. Thanks for joining us tonight, Rick. And then I've got KQ4GIV, that's Dale there in Campobello. And to round us out in the alphabetical groups, well, I've got KC4EZN, that's Harry. All right, folks, well, we've been through the alphabet once. Let's go and do an all call. If you have a FCC call sign and you can hear my voice and want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, this is your opportunity. Call KQ4WHN.
Control, net control, please check in KR4DWT, Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Whiskey Tango. This is Nathan Pickens, negative and negative.
All right, this is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. And net control, like Dragon Eyes. KR4DWT, Delta Whiskey Tango, that's Nate there in Pickens. All right, folks. Anyone, anywhere. What? Okay, sorry, just had to laugh. The computers decided to become possessed and run around doing different things. But let me try that again. Anyone, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. You want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Now is your time. Call KQ4WHN. Like we got most of them, but I'm going to hang out here for a few minutes because I'll go ahead and say this is KQ4WHN. Now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for those checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between rag chews. Well, I've got questions, and I usually try and bring a question, but I'm curious, is there anybody here who has tried the 10-meter gathering, getting out your HRF radio and trying to talk locally? That happened earlier tonight. I saw a couple emails going back and forth on various folks with success. I see propagation for 10 meters not super great tonight, which is unfortunate, but it's what we're used to with ham radio. Things sometimes work and sometimes don't. But anybody doing the 10-meter gathering have anything to report? Anything we need to know about doing that? Because I definitely want to try it next week. Assumption is that my newly built NFED half wave that I have been knocking around for about a month trying to get windings done and get cable cut to the right size, and I'm going to go out and do some testing tomorrow, but I'm thinking that will get me my 10 meters. Probably want to set it up for NVIS, so probably low to the ground, and then get some opportunity to maybe catch somebody at that 28.445 frequency that's maybe under 100 miles from me so that I can communicate with them on 10 meters. Definitely don't want to get that too far in the air. I'm assuming. Never done it. Going to try it. Any thoughts there? Anybody done anything similar to that want to educate me? I'm always up for the education. This is KQ4WHN. Hey, nothing heard? Then I'll go ahead and do another round of check-ins because it's past 9:30 and that's usually when we get a couple more that want to go ahead and check into this Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So anyone, anywhere, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha, if you want to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, now's your time. Call KQ4WHN. This is KQ4WHN with Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'm going to assume everybody is down in the kitchen baking pies for Thursday. So if I have not picked on the right topic tonight, I will go ahead and wrap up the net, but I'm going to give you an opportunity. Anybody anywhere have any comments, any questions, any thoughts? My own announcements I threw there at the very beginning. I'll go ahead and just reiterate those. There's a 10-meter gathering, 7:30 every Tuesday at 28.445. If anybody needs any more information about that, feel free to call out. There's the 12 days of QRZ. Going to try and get 12 contacts any way that you can between December 1st and February 28th. Seems like a pretty easy goal to make, but if everybody does it, might busy up the radios a little bit. And then we're going to have a simplex net right before this net on next Tuesday, I think we're going to make it the first Tuesday of every month. Just give it a shot, see how it goes. All right. One more call. Anyone anywhere want to check in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KQ4WHN. Nothing heard. I would like to personally apologize because it seems like every time I take the microphone, it rains. And here it is. It's Tuesday and it's raining. But hopefully it's providing a blessing to somebody's lawn because mine definitely could use it. But we'll go ahead and wrap it up for the night. Thank you one and all for joining us here tonight. If I haven't thanked you before, I'm thanking you now. And I'm thankful for every one of you because it gives me something to do every Tuesday. And hopefully everybody's going to get a chance to sit down with family and have a great time on Thursday. Happy Thanksgiving. Stand by for my net report. This is KQ4WHN, now skirting Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for those checking in. Don't forget, Gary's going to be our net control tomorrow night. That's Gary, KI4DOS. And he's going to be running the swap net right after the formal check-in. So make sure you spend some time with Gary tomorrow. I'm going to do my dead level best, but Wednesday's hard for me, but I'm going to hope that you're going to take up my slack. All right, folks, we're going to return the repeater back to normal amateur uses. Happy Thanksgiving, 73s. Good night.
All right. KQ4WHN. This is KR4FNC. Hey, Mark, I got a quick question for you on that Tuesday pre-net that you're talking about. About what time you going to start that? And I'm assuming it's on this channel. And what's that one all about?
Yeah, that was actually an exercise that was put together kind of off the cuff by KV4RV Ross. He came on one night, I think it was about 3 weeks ago, and just said, hey, would anybody want to just see who we can reach via Simplex without the help of the repeater? I think it's a good exercise, and we used to do it back in the day. So I was like, hey, I'm up for it. And we got a bunch of us here on the east side of Greenville that were able to talk to each other, some with more success than others. But I found out that my Simplex radio with 50 watts can get out to all sorts of places like Rocky and all the way down to Greenwood without a whole lot of effort. Now, whether I could hear them was another matter, but they at least heard me and came back and told me about it. So my plan is to start right promptly at 8:30 next Tuesday, and then we're going to basically have one VFO on 146-520, and then one VFO here on the repeater, and then we'll just kind of coordinate, and it'll just be a complete mess when everybody calls out on the national calling frequency. And then we'll just see what happens. It was interesting how many people you could contact without the help of the repeater. I myself am kind of in a hole, so I don't have great line of sight to anything. But I was shocked how far this little radio could go.
This was very interesting. Yeah, you got out really, really well on that one. But I think I tried calling you back and couldn't get to you. I could hear you, but you couldn't hear me. But yeah, I'll be up for it. That sounds like a lot of fun.
For WHN. Yes, sir. I learned a lot. I had no idea. Now, I had one guy, it may have been Jose, I can't remember. I had somebody who was just on the other side of Wade Hampton from me, which is maybe 5-6 miles as the crow flies. And I could hear him every once in a while, but I couldn't bring him in reliably. But then I had people in Rock Hill that were coming in and saying, oh, no, we can hear you fine. So it's fascinating what you can do when you experiment. So I'm down for the experiment. Sound like other folks were, too, so I thought we'd give it a try.
Few of those people probably had beams that were pointed this direction. That's why it was going so well. But Yeah, it's always a good fun thing, and Simplex is always one of the things of, well, how far does my little radio talk? And that's a good way to find out.
Yeah, some of the larger clubs that that really focus on Simplex, because they're always looking for ways to go off and do that. A couple in Texas and one in Massachusetts comes to mind, and you know they have build competitions on who can come up with the best Yagi antenna out of spare parts, and you know they'll set up a mast and a Yagi, and they'll do stupid distances, maybe over flatter terrain than we have. But you know, it's all about line of sight. I've talked to a guy. I think the furthest was Tennessee, with somebody on a 5-watt handheld, just doing good old fashioned simplex. When you got the right propagation and the right line of sight and right altitude, you can do lots of things.
That's the kind of stuff that makes radio fun. Makes it a good hobby, and you never quite know what's going to go on, man. You just kind of hope the atmosphere is right and hope everything else works well. I totally agree. Used to do that down on the 11-meter band years ago.
I love the experimentation. I love to learn new things, and the amount of garbage that I've got sitting on this desk that I have assembled, played with it for maybe an hour, and then haven't come back to just because I don't have time, is probably something I need to fix. I need to come back and spend more time with some of my misfit toys. But I love it. It's what I really enjoy the most about the hobby is, you know, conversations for sure, but the experimentation and trying new things and just getting out there and doing something I haven't done before. And like I said, I was shocked how far I was getting out Simplex. So that's the plan. Going to do it right before the net. It's going to start at 8:30. Going to try and make it as compact and simple as possible, and we'll see where it goes.
Okay, good plan, Mark. It sounds like a good plan. All right, I'm going to let you get back to the net, and anybody else that's running around, this is KR4FNC, and 7-3s, I'll be clear on your final.
Yes, sir. Thanks for reaching out. We'll, like I said, we'll try and get the word out. Maybe I'll do a couple of broadcasting is illegal on amateur radio. A couple of announcements over the repeater from now and then. So we'll just see what kind of interest we can draw. Like I said, we had a fair amount last time, but man, it got really late with some of that stuff. But thanks for reaching out, and always good to talk to you, Rick. And hopefully we will hear you next week. All right, everybody, if you're still listening, thanks much. This is Mark in Greer, KQ4WHN.